Facts. Oh my God. Honestly, I think I could do that whole song just in those noises. So stupid. So dumb. So dumb. Anyway, good morning, everybody. It's 7:35, the Plan B Morning Show. It's Brock. I'm going crazy in here by myself. That's the problem. That's the problem. I have no one in here with me. And so it's like talking to yourself. It's kind of like Tom Hanks in Castaway, except I don't have, I need to get a ball in here, like a Wilson. I do have an Aaron Rodgers doll and a Macho Man Randy set. I do have multiple dolls in here, which don't take that the way that it sounds, okay? Don't, when I say I have multiple dolls in here, action figures, they're action figures, all right? I do. Maybe more than an adult man at the age of 35 should have in a single room. No, that's not true. There's no such thing. And they're all my buddies. They're all my buddies. And we have conversations when I'm by myself. And I'm going to move on from this because I started sounding weird. I digress. Folks, it is time to get started on your topic of the day. That is right. As always, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door and you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. Specialite, right here, Southwest Michigan. Your topic for today, what's something you won't buy used, okay? Got to be new or you ain't buying it. I buy damn near everything used if I can, all right, for the most part. I got no problem getting something from a secondhand store, from Goodwill, lightly used. I'll get the floor model, which I know is still new, but it's still been used. Like, hell, my big old smart TV I got in my house, that thing was the floor model. I said, is this price tag right? And they're like, yeah, we're getting a new one. And I said, I'll take it. Like, I didn't even think about it. It's used. It's fine. Yeah, it's been on. People have probably touched it. Whatever. That's no big deal. But with that said, there are certain things I will not buy used. Okay, I will not buy underwear or bathing suits used. That's right. I won't do it. And I'm still kind of baffled that they have some of that. Now, I know most places you go to, secondhand stores, most of the time the underwear is new and it just got repurposed, maybe donated, has never been worn. It's the bathing suits that throw me. There's not enough hot water and detergent in the world for me to throw on a pair of used bathing shorts. Even if I'm at a buddy's house and they're like, hey, we're all going swimming. Brock, do you need a bathing suit? I'm like, no, I don't. I would rather swim naked in front of all of you than put on a used bathing suit. That's just how it is. I'm not buying those used. Absolutely not. Okay. I'm also kind of on the fence about silverware. I know that seems silly because you go out to restaurants and you use silverware that everyone uses and you just hope that they wash it well enough. But in my home, I'm probably, if silverware is cheap enough, if I need to, I'll go buy, you know, you can get a 4-pack of spoons for 94 cents at most stores, okay? You can go to the dollar store and get yourself a full set. So I'm probably not buying silverware. So those are my things I'm not buying used. Underwear, bathing suits, silverware, probably not, unless I absolutely have to, but I probably won't do it. Maybe that's weird. I don't know. It's just where I'm at. It's where I'm at. I want to hear from you. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What's something you won't buy used? We got some awesome answers on Facebook. We're going to hear from you. Stick around. It is your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite. It is the Plan B Morning Show. We'll be back. Well, good morning. 7:47. Welcome to it. Happy Friday. All right, we're going to get your topic of the day here, brought to you by Specialite in just a second. First, I give a shout-out to Chris Harry. You jerk. You big jerk. Yeah. Yeah, you jerk. Anyway, no, what's up, buddy? Thanks for listening, man. He's out there driving around on his way. On his way to get some work done, finally. You bum, you jerk. Anyway, your topic for the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. What's something you won't buy used? All right, this can be a touchy subject for some, or some people are like, what are you talking about? Just whatever. I don't care. Let's see. Rebecca said a mattress or sofa. They might carry bed bugs. All right, mattress I'm on board with. Sofa is tough because I've sat on a few used sofas in my day. I bought a recliner recently, a used recliner. It's a Lazy Boy, And I got it at a steal. I got it at the Goodwill. It was like $25. And I took the tag up. I said, is this right for this? And she's like, yeah, that's what it's on there. I said, I'll take it. All right, just hold on to this. I'm going to do some more shopping. It was $25 for this awesome, perfect recliner. And it's a little bit older. There's a good chance maybe someone died in it. But I will say with that, to go along with Rebecca's, I did spray that couch up pretty good. I gave it the old spray down, and then I did like the foam cleaner, and I let it sit with the fan on it just to really clean it out. So we'll see. If someone did die on it, you won't be able to tell now at this point. Bobby said clothes and shoes. See, shoes I can kind of understand because people's feet are gross. I don't know if you've ever just summertime look at people's feet in sandals. But clothes, I use clothes all the time, man. You're missing out, man. You're missing out. Let's see. Josh said silverware. Mark said phone. Oh, that's an interesting one. Andy said Brock sex robot. I don't blame you one bit, Andy. That thing should be thrown. It should be burned. It should be burned. No one should ever touch that. Heather said toothbrush. Is that even an option to buy used? Because if it is, anybody who buys a used toothbrush, there's a special place in hell for you. I'm going to say it. I know that sounds mean, but what are you doing? That actually happened to Kiki and I not too long ago. Is I thought I was using mine and she thought she was using hers, but we were both using the same toothbrush. And I know, whatever. We kiss, we've swapped bodily fluids, but the toothbrush is different. That's not something you just share all willy-nilly, okay? It should not be shared. Toothbrushes should not be shared or sold used, for God's sakes. A lot of people said mattress. Elizabeth, Sharon, John, they all said mattress. And yeah, I don't blame you. Mattresses are one of those weird things. That's why it's really hard for me to feel comfortable in hotel rooms. Like I don't sleep well in hotel rooms. I don't. Usually I need to be fairly clothed and I like to have fresh sheets. Be like, look, can I get some fresh sheets? And I'll sleep on top with like just a sheet over top of me, like a one sheet. That's all I'll do because you're on a mattress that hundreds, thousands of people have slept on and done disgusting things on. So yeah, I'm not buying a used mattress. No, not doing it. Not doing it. Jonathan said condoms. All right. Well, I hope not. You got to find a new condom dealer. Let's see. Andrew said bong pipes or any other smoking lamp devices. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. You don't want to buy that news. You got someone's lips all over it, man. And even if you do get it clean enough, you never feel clean. All right. You never feel clean. Like a toilet. I would never buy a used toilet. I'd never feel like I could get it clean enough. You know what I mean? There's always going to be that part of me that's like, ugh, someone else used this. Ugh, a lot of weird. Back to the tooth. Let's end on that. Because I got to really address this toothbrush thing. Don't buy used toothbrushes. And if that's an option, if you find any place that is selling you lightly used toothbrushes, you need to report that place to the proper authorities because that's horrible. That is just horrible. All right. We're going to be back with more. It's WIRX.